Title: Low-End Pressure Ableton Live 12 Subsign Course for Rag-Infused Chaos Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 sound design lesson, and the mission is simple: build club weight low-end pressure with a subsign core that stays clean, hits hard on big systems, and still leaves you space for all the rag of chaos. We're talking vocals, stabs, sirens, re-slayers, brutal breaks, heavy drum bussing, all of it. But your sub stays disciplined. By the end, you'll have a bass instrument rack that's basically a low-end control system. Clean fundamental in mono, a separate harmonics layer for audibility on smaller speakers, tight sidechain behavior, and a set of macros so you can perform switch-ups like a rudaboy and still keep the mix intact. Let's set the environment first. Set your tempo in the classic drum and bass range, 172 to 176. I like 174 as a default. Pick a key. Don't overthink it. Drum and bass loves simple roots because it's about weight and rhythm, not fancy harmony. Try F sharp or G if you want that heavyweight feel. And for workflow, design in session view, arrange in arrangement view, that keeps you fast while you're sculpting, then surgical when you're building the drop. Now create a few tracks so your session stays organized. Kick audio track, snare audio track, a drum bus or breaks track. Then three more. SUB is a MIDI track. Bass MID is a MIDI track if you want extra layers later, and a Rag FX or Vox audio track. Even if you don't fill them yet, this layout puts you in production mode instead of messing around mode. Now we build the sub core. On your SUB MIDI track, drop in operator. Operator is my go-to for pure subs because it's stable and precise. Oscillator A. Set it to sign. Keep it simple. We're not trying to impress anyone with waveforms right now. We're trying to move air reliably. Now the envelope. This is where pressure actually comes from. Set attack to 0 milliseconds. For decay, you're generally living somewhere around 250 to 500 milliseconds, depending on how fast your pattern is and how much space your kick needs. Sustain depends on whether you want plucks or held notes. If you want plucky roller notes, pull sustain down all the way so it drops off. If you want held notes, keep sustain at 0 dB. Release is crucial. 60 to 120 milliseconds is a great range. If your release is too long, your sub smears across the bar and your kick stops feeling punchy. Shorter release equals more clarity and more perceived loudness, even if the meter doesn't change much. Quick coaching note here: before you design tone, calibrate pressure. Put a utility at the very end of your sub chain later and use it as a temporary level target. When the sub is soloed, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. Not because that's a magic number, but because if you start too hot, every later decision lies to you. Saturation will feel better just because it's louder. Sidechain will feel worse because you're slamming the compressor. Start sane. Also, kill velocity variation while you're designing. If your MIDI velocities are all over the place, you're not truly hearing envelope timing. Set velocities identical, or in operator, reduce or disable velocity to volume influence. You can add dynamics later on purpose. Now we're going to do the most important concept in this whole lesson. Separate the clean sub from the audible character, because if you distort the sub fundamental, the low end gets flabby and unstable. It might sound angry in headphones, but it falls apart on real systems. So we're going to split the sound into two chains. One chain protects the low frequencies, the other generates harmonics above them. Group operator into an instrument rack. Now create two chains inside the rack. Name them sub clean and sub harm or mid. On sub clean, keep it protected and mono. Put an EQ 8 first. You're not high passing this chain. Do not cut your actual sub out of your sub chain. Leave it mostly flat for now. Then add utility. Set width to 0% so it's mono. This is non-negotiable if you want club translation. You can adjust gain later, but keep this chain simple, stable, mono, consistent. Now on the SUB harm or MID chain, we build audibility without messing the fundamental. First, EQ 8 with a high pass filter at about 90 to 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is the guardrail. Everything you distort should live above that point so your fundamental remains clean. Then add saturator. Choose a mode like analog clip or soft sign. Start with drive around 3.5 dB. And compensate output so it's roughly unity. Turn soft clip on in most cases. Soft clip here is like safety rails. It keeps the harmonics dense without spiking your level. Optionally, add auto filter after the saturator for tone shaping and movement. Low pass 24 mode is great. Set the cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 1.5K depending on how bright you want the grit. If it sounds harsh, pull the cutoff down. If it disappears on phone speakers, open it up a bit. Then add utility at the end of the MID chain. Keep the width mostly mono, like 0 to 30%. If you want width, you earn it later, and you earn it above about 200 HC. Width down low makes the sub feel smaller and weaker. At this point you've built the core idea, pure fundamental plus controlled harmonics. Now we make it roll. Rolling drum and bass subs are mostly note length discipline. That's not glamorous, but that's why it works. Make a one bar pattern in your chosen key. If you're in F sharp, start around F#1 or F#0 depending on how deep you want it and how your kick is tuned. Use a classic roller rhythm, a longer note early in the bar, then short stabs, then a medium note, then another stab late. The exact rhythm can vary, but the principle is consistent. Long notes for glue, short notes for bounce, and tiny gaps so the kick has space. Here's the trick most people skip. Create micro gaps before the kick hits. Even if it's only a few milliseconds in feel terms, it matters. Zoom in. Line up the kick transient where the sub note starts and ends visually. Don't guess. When the kick transient is clear, the sub sounds louder without actually being louder. And another coach trick, before you add more sidechain, try micro timing. Nudge the sub notes 1 to 8 milliseconds later so the kick speaks first. Later, not earlier. This often gives you cleaner punch than heavy pumping, and it keeps the bass line feeling forward instead of seasick. Now sidechain it like a weapon. Put a compressor after the instrument rack on the SUB track, so it ducks both chains together as a starting point. Turn on sidechain, select the kick track as input. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds so the kick transient still hits. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and match it to your tempo and groove. Pull the threshold down until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on each kick. If the duck is inconsistent, a tiny bit of look ahead, like 1 millisecond, can help. What you want is simple. The kick owns the transient, and the sub fills the gaps. Now let's talk about one of the biggest advanced decisions in low end, who owns the 45 to 65 HC zone. You don't always need different fundamentals. You need consistent dominance. Decide if the kick is the thump or the sub is the wall. If the kick is the thump, let it own around 50 to 60 HC, and keep your sub's weight slightly above or below that zone. If the sub is the wall, let the kick be more upper punch, 80 to 120 plus transient click, and duck the sub a bit harder so the kick still reads. The point is, stop letting them fight in the same seat. Now we set up Raga Chaos controls. This is where it becomes performable. Open the rack macros and map smart controls. Macro 1. Sub level. Map it to utility gain on the SUB clean chain. Macro 2. Harm level. Map it to utility gain on the MID chain. Macro 3. Harm drive. Map it to saturator drive. Macro 4. LP tone. Map it to auto filter cutoff on the MID chain. Macro 5. Sub release. Map it to operator release. Macro 6. Pitch drop. If you want impact definition, enable operator's pitch envelope very subtly. Tiny amount. Super fast decay. Like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Map the amount to this macro. You're going for knock, not laser. Macro 7. Gate chop. You can do this a few ways. Auto pan set to effect volume, or a rhythmic gate style device chain. Keep it musical. Raga chops should feel like phrasing, not random tremolo. Macro 8, mute chaos. The clean way is to use chain selector or chain volume so you can drop the MID chain instantly and go pure sub for contrast. Now arrangement strategy, because this is where advanced producers separate themselves. Verse or intro. Keep harmonics low. Let drums and vocals have the presence role. Pre-drop. Slowly increase harmonics and maybe tighten release a touch. Drop. Slam harmonics, maybe open the filter slightly, shorten release for intensity. Breakdown. Kill the MID chain and let vocals and stabs shine. And here's a sick contrast trick. Right before the drop, for one or two beats, remove the harmonics completely. Pull harm level down or mute the MID chain. The listener's ear forgets the grit, so when it hits on the downbeat it feels bigger without you adding any level. That's free perceived loudness. That's arrangement. Now glue it into a mix. On the SUB track, after the rack and sidechain, add EQ8 if needed. If there's mud, it's usually around 200 to 350 HC, but do that cleanup on the MID chain content, not the clean fundamental. You can also add a limiter as safety, ceiling around minus 0.8, but don't use it as your loudness tool. If you're smashing the sub, you're undoing all your discipline. On the drum bus, use drum bus with a bit of drive, like 2 to 6. Be careful with the boom control. It can fight your sub fast. If you want cohesion, add glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The drums should feel like they're gripping the bass, not sitting on top of it. Now phase and tuning checks. Non-negotiable. Keep sub clean mono. Always. Check the relationship between kick fundamental and sub. If it's muddy, it's not always an EQ problem. It's often timing or dominance. Try nudging sub notes a few milliseconds. If you're layering kick samples, zoom in and check phase alignment. And use spectrum. Put it on the master and on the sub track. Watch the fundamental stability. For example, F Shark sits around 46 Hz. If that's wobbling or being masked, you'll see it and feel it. Here is another advanced referencing hack. Make a spare MIDI clip that plays a steady sign at your root note. Toggle it for 5 seconds every so often. It resets your ear, and it tells you if your patch is drifting in perceived pitch, because your harmonics or compression are fooling you. Now let's level this up, with a few advanced variations. 1. Ghost Kick Sidechain. Instead of keying your compressor from the audible kick, create a separate ghost kick track. Put a short click or a short sign, place it exactly where you want the duck, and mute it. Sidechain from that. The benefit is huge. Your duck shape stays consistent even if you swap kick samples later.